What's up, everybody? This is Steven, and this is a very special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. Specifically, it's special for two reasons. One, we're not moving anywhere. The only thing moving are the hot takes coming out of the Xbox E3 2019 media briefing. Booyah, I got it right. For the first time all day, including in writing, because I screwed it up when I titled the live feed. So, other reason why it's special is that I'm not by myself. Normally, I do this in the car alone, but I'm joined by two people. One, I'm joined by Tila.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the E3 coverage.
Sweet.
And I am joined by the man behind the curtain, John Tomlinson. How are you, sir?
I'm bricktastic.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so he's bricktastic. There's a brick wall. You can just climb up on it and just
We're
fall
not
off
talking
the
about
edge.
Bricks.
Oh, damn.
You gotta let go.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so obviously we brought you out here to talk about Lego crap. Yep. Because go figure, Microsoft had two Lego announcements in their run of show. One of them was for Forza Horizons 4. They had a Lego Speed Champions DLC. First off, what the hell is a Speed Champion?
So, you know, there's different Lego themes. There's Lego City, there's Lego Elves, there's Lego...
Yeah.
Powerpuff Girls. You know, there's all
Lego
the different
Harry
Lego...
Harry Potter,
Lego Star Wars, which saved the brand years ago. Lego Speed Champions is kind of like their offshoot of NASCAR and whatnot.
So it's cars?
Yeah, it's cars. It's cars without Disney. It's not... Like,
no, I don't mean like car, like Disney Pixar's Cars.
Yeah.
Not Lightning McQueen and Mater.
Like,
we're talking like McLaren.
But there's McLaren's. There's like the Ford Mustang. They have like an expert like $250 one. The Bugatti Chiron. They made a full size driving car out of Lego with Lego motors and Lego batteries. Speed Champions is a huge
Someone at Lego high up is a giant car dork.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, yo.
They made a podcast on the building of the Bugatti that interviewed the designers from Lego along with the creators of the actual Bugatti. And it's like six or eight episodes.
That's a bunch
podcast.
Of dorks.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a lot of
bunch
dorks
of dorks.
In one room.
A bunch of dorks. Okay. So we were watching this, and all of a sudden, Forza Horizon came up, and I was like, cool, Forza Horizon's DLC, right?
And then I was seeing Lego bricks.
And
then
all
I'm
of a sudden,
what?
Lego bricks. We're like, what is happening? And then they cut to Everything is Awesome.
Yeah.
And I went, am I drunk?
Yeah.
And it turns out I was not.
No.
So what the hell did we look at? Because I thought it was a fever dream for a good 30 seconds.
It still looks like a fever dream. It's a perfect blend of like Lego skins over for like those high textured maps in Forza. And it looks amazing. It looks fun.
Yeah.
There's also like they incorporate different brands in it. If you notice, they're actually driving along like shipwrecks and stuff that kind of look like Pirates of the Caribbean.
It totally looked like they were driving through other Lego brands, and
exactly,
they were driving
other
they
Lego
were driving,
worlds.
There's,
like,
exactly, it's crazy. Yeah. It's absolutely nuts.
Other different Lego dimensions.
Oh, dude.
Oh my god! I gotta go.
I hate you so much.
My Uber's here. All right.
Oh my god! I'm so mad at you. Okay. So
speaking of Lego dimensions, let's talk about the Star Wars.
Nope,
Lego.
No. That's a
Not
different
yet?
Thing. That's a different thing. We're gonna do that. This is a separate podcast.
Okay.
So let the Forza Horizons 4 Lego. The Lego... Wait, hold on. Evan, you're distracting me by doing like your line dancing or whatever you're doing over there. So the Forza Horizons 4 Lego Speed Champions DLC package is available this week. And it's available for people who own Forza Horizon 4. Also... I got another one.
You're right.
He caught one.
Hairball.
Oh.
Killed one, and then the other one
They got their vengeance. Okay. By the way, we're recording outside, and it's 7:30 at night, so we're all...
Mosquitoes.
Okay, so... it's out now. If you have So if you have Xbox Game Pass, which at this point, after this press conference, everyone should have that.
Yeah.
It is free because it's included. I don't know how much it's going to cost, but definitely look it up, especially if you're interested in Legos. Tila, you did not watch this press conference.
I did not. I was at work.
So tell me, hot take, does that sound – do you think we're crazy?
No, that sounds really fun. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like just up our alley for sure, for your brand specifically. Yeah. Like, this is it's a game that's not primarily for adults, but, like, you know, it's got the music and stuff in it that you kind of have to watch out for. Yeah. And then you're putting Legos to it. So, I mean, it's exactly what we're looking for.
Yeah. Your kid melted.
Yes. Yes,
he definitely did. 100% melted. By the way, guest star, John Robel, the fair and just commish. Yeah. So thank you very much for listening. This has been a super special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. We will see you in likely a few minutes, assuming you're listening to all these, because next we're going to talk about Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga.